y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Sit Down, Be Humble. My name is Hannah Humble and I'm the host of this podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. I told you I was going to make it more consistent. If you've never been here, welcome. You have a place. I know this is a really interesting topic. A lot of you guys probably pressed on this because you're like, oh, she's going to be talking about something controversial. Y'all, I'm very aware that the election, when I'm filming this, it's currently Monday, November 4th. I'm not sure when I'm putting it out. Hopefully today or tomorrow. So maybe you're listening to it on election day, maybe you're listening to it after election day, whatever the case may be, this is going to be a vulnerable topic, but it's also not going to be super political just because I want to tie things back to Jesus, not necessarily politics, but I am also passionate about politics because I do think that God puts divine power in people to serve for him. And actually, fun fact, one of the main reasons I got into broadcasting in the first place in journalism is because of politics, because I am someone who, I don't know, is a really big advocate on using your voice because we all have one. We are all gifted with freedom to speak out, especially as Americans. And so I want to really just hone in on the gift that we have, the freedom that we have. So I am a very big advocate on talking about what you believe in. So anywho, welcome. For those who have never been here, again, my name is Hannah Humble. I'm a college student who is studying broadcasting. I love life. I love people. I love everything. I don't know even where I'm going with this, but it's Monday. I just got my nails done. And y'all, I haven't gotten my nails done that have looked really good that I'm like super happy about in a while. So I have white French tip. I wish I could like have a camera that shows you exactly what it looks like. And I used to only get square shaped nails. If you're a girl, you understand. But my nails are kind of short and chubby. So I always got square because I thought that was like, okay, I have short nails. I'm going to have to get, or I have short fingers. I'm going to have to get like nails like that. And so Bella, my sister, she was like, Hannah, you just need to try almond one time. And I was like, no, but I ended up doing it like a few months ago and I haven't gone back. They look so good. I think they make my fingers look a little bit longer than they are, I guess. But anywho, it's been really good. I'm trying to think of any updates since last podcast, but if I'm doing it weekly, I guess I'll just give y'all weekly updates. Oh, y'all, this is a story that if you're in broadcasting or videography or photography, you're going to understand how frustrating this is. But I had my first, I guess, big experience with an SD card fail this past weekend. Me and my friend Gage, we went out and shot a Friday Night Light game for a high school here in Bowling Green. And we spent like 3 hours outside, y'all. It was freezing. Gage is wearing shorts, so I'm not sure how he was even doing that. But we were standing out there. We got all the clips, everything. We did a stand-up. It took a while. It was the first game that I was even able to film this year just because of timing. And the only game, because again, I won't be here next semester. So very interesting on that end. We come back to the newsroom. It's probably 10 o'clock. And my SD card is broken. I'm telling you guys, it's the weirdest thing ever, and I've never been more frustrated. I walked out, and if you've ever seen me mad, it's not, I don't get mad super often, but when I am, I'm just like, not even mad, I was just frustrated. I was like, there's no way that we spent this much time doing this and whatever, but that's not a pity party story. I'm just letting you know that broadcasting and anything with technology is just sometimes you just gotta work around it because it's not always gonna get you what you want when you want it. So there's a little fun update story on everything like that. We had a little fall weekend. Me and some of my really good friends went to Jackson's Orchard, which is a local little orchard here, and it just felt so awesome. But everything's starting to do things. Oh, y'all, I set my Christmas tree up in my room, which is another update. I love Christmas. If there's one thing that you should know about me, other than that I'm loud and extroverted and love Jesus, is I love Christmas. I am a Christmas fiend. The best movie in the entire world, okay, other than 10 Things I Hate About You, Christmas movie, may I just specify, is The Santa Claus. So if you're down to watching The Santa Claus, let me know because I love it and it's the best thing in the entire world. So I'm going to stop talking about a little life update and just start talking about what I'm actually here to talk about because it's a really big topic. And again, the election is tomorrow, which, if you're listening, maybe the election's already happened. I'm not quite sure, but we're going to talk about it because, like I said, this podcast is a vulnerable podcast and I don't want to sugarcoat things. And I want to speak my mind because I'm just at that point where I don't really care as much what people think. Like when it comes to what I believe in, I'm just like, if people care, like they're not the people that I'm supposed to be reaching out to. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to start talking about it. Okay, like I said, I used to be the biggest people pleaser ever, which is kind of weird. I remember telling someone that and they were like, what? Are you serious? Because I don't think that I'm a big people pleaser. I think that I can be really kind to people because I think that's what Jesus would do. But at the same time, people pleasing isn't just doing what people want all the time. It's speaking up over things, even if that means maybe it might, I don't know, disagree with someone. But being also a media major, I've learned to just kind of deal with the fact that you're not going to have the same opinions as other people. And that's okay. I think that's where the big difference comes in, is like, it is so okay to not agree with someone. And I'm just going to preface that because I'm not even going to talk about that right now. That's going to be in a few minutes. But just to preface, like, I am saying this stuff because I feel passionate about this stuff, and I could be saying a lot more stuff. So if you want to hear about more things in depth of what I believe and why I believe it, would love to talk to you about it. Because again, being in media, journalism, broadcasting, being very involved in politics, I'm very educated in things like that. And I take a lot of pride in being educated in both sides, the right side and the left side, just because I think it's very important as an American to know your rights, what's happening on the world, and not just coming from a biased perspective, because that's not totally fair to everyone else if you're not. So I'm just letting you guys know that I take very big pride, and I don't know, I love that I love being educated on both sides, because I think that's where empathy grows as well, because you start to learn, like, oh, this is why these people believe this way. You know, I might not agree with them, but I can totally see where they're coming, because I see them as a child of God before I see them as a certain political party. So maybe that's all you needed to hear today, of like, oh, maybe that's humbling me and I need to work on, I don't know, maybe how I treat people who don't have differing opinions. And I get it. Sometimes it just happens naturally because our society is put on a thing of, it's war if you're on the right and you're not on the right, or, you know, I agree with this and I don't agree with that. But like, God has the final say. If there's anything that you take from this podcast, it is that God has the final say. This is a very stressful time, and I know a lot of people don't want to be involved in politics because it stresses you out. Again, that is totally fair, and no one's making you. However, I do feel like I should say that if you have any sort of opinion, you need to say it. You need to go out and you need to go vote. You need to go do that. But this is not a political podcast of telling you to do this, do that, do that. I just think that it's very important because, coming as someone who loves Jesus, he has given us so much freedom, and this is a way that you can use that freedom for yourself as well as for other people. So, in the end, God has the final say. This is a very big election. You know, Trump and Kamala, Kamala, I'm so sorry. I keep saying Kamala, and I work on it. I know it's wrong, and it's not me trying to do that on purpose. I don't even realize it. I always thought it was Kamala until a few weeks ago when someone corrected me. So thank you so much, Professor Andrews, for correcting me, because I did not know it was Kamala. But it's a big election, but don't be discouraged, because all the elections before this were like, this is going to be the end of the world. This is this, whatever. You know, they've been saying that for years. This is a very big election because there's a lot more happening in the spiritual realm than the natural realm. And I'll go more into that later, but this is a big election. Every election is big. That's why you have to use your voice. But at the end of the day, God has the final say. At the end of the day, God's not surprised by what's going to happen. At the end of the day, he already knows what will happen. He's not surprised when the election results are going to come out tomorrow. Not at all. He's not going to be surprised, because he is all-knowing. And if we knew everything, we wouldn't have a reason to even have faith in anything, especially someone like God, because it's natural for us to want to do the things that we want to do all the time, get the things we want all the time in our timing, but that's not actually trusting in God. And I think the election is something that people discard when it comes to having faith and, you know, really leaning on who God is and what he's trying to speak to us during this time. Our brains can get fogged of, oh, well, you're saying this and I don't believe that, or this thing is not right. And it's just like, I think it tends to distract us from what's going on right in front of our eyes, which is the Lord being so kind. His kindness has never left, especially in the election. In fact, he sees you. He sees your stress about it. And maybe you don't even want to say that, but you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared something's going to happen. God has the final say. This season can be stressful. I just talked about that and being overwhelmed, and I didn't even mention the election, but I know that's a really stressful thing for a lot of people. But that's even more of a reason to trust God. Because if you're stressed out over the election, talk to him about it. He wants to help you. He is there. He is our peace. And he's never going to change. He is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he will be the same tomorrow. He will be the same after the election. yeah, maybe America will look different. And maybe you're listening, you're not even from America, but I sure know that you probably have heard of Trump and Harris. You know, there are two very big political figures right now, and this is a really big election for a reason, but the Lord has the final say, and this is even more of a reason to trust in God. So that's why I say voting is so important in sharing your voice and creating what you want your future to look like. I know there's a lot of listeners who are younger, maybe you don't have the right to vote. You can still be an advocate of people. You can still speak out for what God wants. Maybe it's your first time voting in the presidential election. That's me. If you could see my hand right now, I'd be raising my hand of, you know what, I voted in other elections, but this is a presidential election. This is a really big thing. It's a big deal to me because I'm very passionate about this stuff. Actually, fun fact, y'all, I'm working at a voting poll tomorrow. One of my friends in my sorority reached out to us and they were like, hey, if anyone lives here and wants to work a voting poll, I'm like, yes, money and working a voting poll. Are you kidding me? Would love to do that. So get cash doing that. The only down part, y'all, I have to get there at 5 in the morning. That means I'm going to have to wake up at like 4:15-ish. I'll figure that out tonight. But I'm going to wake up really early, get there. We stay there until the last person leaves. I think the line closes at 6, but whoever's in line by 6 can still vote. So it might be like 6:30 by the time we get out. I'm not really sure. And then we have to pack stuff up. But we'll, you know, we don't have school tomorrow, so oh well. We'll be working a voting poll. Again, I think that it's really important to use your voice because, again, we have such freedom as Americans. And that's kind of where I'm going to go into my opinions, my viewpoints on why I'm voting the way I am. I always stray from talking about my political views on stuff like this because I don't think that your political views define who you are. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion coming from someone who's in media and who's very well-rounded when it comes to other people and our beliefs. Because the majority of people who I'm in class with, a lot of times we don't have the same beliefs. It doesn't mean I love them any less. It doesn't mean they love me any less. I hope not. I mean, if they do, that's okay. Oh well. But as a college student, I'm voting for the economy. And that just says, I am someone who, and I'm being really vulnerable when I'm talking about this, is I struggle so much internally when it comes to finances. Finances stress me out. Nothing stresses me out like finances do. And that's some sort of attack that the enemy knows he can get to me. And in Jesus' name, he can't get to me every single time. But that is a stressful thing. So maybe you're listening and you are just scared of finances. You have financial burdens. Let me tell you, you are not the only person that feels that way. And sometimes the economy scares me. Sometimes finances scare me. So as a college student who has a hard time working during the school year because of broadcasting and all the stuff I have going on, I'm voting for the economy. And it goes a lot into what I'm stressing about today because, you know, when you're just like, you have anxiety, or not necessarily anxiety, but you're stressing about something and you forget what you're stressing about, but it's just lingering in the back of your mind. All day yesterday and all day today, I've had that feeling of like, I'm stressed about something. Like, what am I stressed about? And I figured out today it was just because I am touring an apartment tonight with one of my really good friends, then my dad, shout out. But I'm touring an apartment and I pay for all that and it stresses me out. And it's even like even when I'm not thinking about it, the enemy's like, Hannah, you should be stressed about this. You should be this and that and that. But again, that's something that I have to work on personally as a follower of Jesus. And I don't want to ever be a hypocrite of thinking, you know, Jesus has the finances in order. That kind of goes into studying abroad for me because I simply said yes out of faith to moving to Europe. I've never been to Europe. I don't have money to go to Europe. But I'm not going to speak that over myself. In Jesus' name, he's going to provide that. But a lot of financial burdens come for being someone who is a young adult. Or maybe you are middle-aged and you just are struggling with finances. The enemy knows exactly what it can get to you, so he's going to use that to get to you. The enemy's number one thing that he does is steal, kill, and destroy. Maybe he's stealing your financial freedom. Maybe he's killing your financial freedom, and maybe he's destroying your financial freedom. The good thing about God is that he wants to override that with faith. All we have to do is pray about that. So as a college student who's touring an apartment tonight, who's really stressed about the economy, I'm voting for lower prices, because your girl cannot afford anything right now. It is a very, very big inflation, and there's a lot that talks about it, and it's like, I don't know. Our economy may not look exactly what it is in the Great Depression, but if you're looking at numbers, we're getting pretty close to the financial stress that people back then had to do just because people aren't getting paid enough, and they're paying more for the wage. I guess I could word that a little bit differently, but as a college student, I'm voting for the economy. I'm voting so that I can be able to live with freedom and finances as well as live on my own and not have to stress about stuff like that as much. Because as Americans, I think that it's really, really, really important for us to know our rights as citizens of the best, in my opinion, the freest country in the entire world. There's a reason why so many people are trying to get in. And rightfully so, because we are a country founded on God. We're a country founded on freedoms as people. They don't see us as just one big nation. We are one nation under God, but it is made up of individual things. So I'm voting for freedoms like that. America is the freest country, and it is such a privilege to live here. I think, you know, growing up here, and maybe you're listening and you never grew up in America, you've never been to America, maybe you were born somewhere else and you came to America. This is the freest country you can live in. And I, again, this is not even politics, in my opinion. This is just me being thankful, because thank you, Jesus, that I am in a country where I'm able to stand up for my faith, stand up for my freedom, talk about whatever I want to talk about freely, because we have free will, A, from God. And America allows us to have free will and to speak up about those things. Something, and I always talk about being in media, but media, for me personally, has really taught me about my rights as an American that I had no idea about. Let me give you an example. Maybe this is just a fun fact for y'all, because when I learned this, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm using this, and I have used it so many times. So when you're like out recording, or you see those videos on Instagram or TikTok or the news, whatever you're talking about, and everyone's like, it's illegal to record, you can't be recording me, it's illegal. It's like, actually, no, it's not. Thank you so much for telling me that you think it is, but it's not. Actually, First Amendment rights. There's so much freedom of the press. I love it so much. If you have a video and you're videoing someone in the public, but again, it has to be public unless you have permission. So, you know. Also understand what your rights mean. But again, there's so many rights that people have no idea about, because I think the school systems growing up, maybe if you went to public school or private school, sometimes they just stray away from basic rights that we just never learn about, or maybe it's supposed to be something that we're just supposed to know naturally. But for me, that wasn't necessarily the case. So knowing your rights as a human, knowing your rights as an American, knowing your rights as a follower of God, I do understand the separation of church and state, but for my personal beliefs, I'm going to vote because of that. Because of who God is, I'm voting for Jesus. And that's just whatever. But something that I really take pride in when it comes to being well-rounded is I am not fully one side. Yes, I'm just, like, I'm conservative. I'm very conservative. I hope this doesn't make you change who I am as a person, but I'm voting for Trump because I think that he represents the Lord more than, when it comes to certain policies, than I agree with Kamala Harris. Do I think that she has really good things to say about other things? Yes, of course, but the actions speak louder than words. And that's the same for a relationship, a friendship, politics. Literally anything. Actions speak louder than words, and that's the reason I'm voting this certain way. But I don't want you to look at me and be like, oh my gosh, she's fully right, because that's also not true. I have a lot of views from the other side that I don't fully agree with, because do I think Donald Trump is the best person in the entire world? Absolutely not. But again, we have to have grace as Christians. We have to have grace and look at people for not what they've done, because if everyone looked at me and just saw my sins and whatever I've done, people wouldn't like me. But that's how we are as humans. The Lord, Jesus came down and died so that we wouldn't have to live like that. We wouldn't have to slay animals and, you know, give them up for, what's the word I'm thinking of? Sacrifice. That's the word. We don't have to sacrifice animals and give it up after every sin, because I'd have to get an animal every like hour, at least every hour, definitely more than that. But I'm voting for the policies, and I don't know. I hope that doesn't sway your opinion on me. But again, I'm speaking my mind, and if you say you're voting a different way, guess what? That's okay. I don't really care, because I love you as a person, and not everything is about politics, which is why I'm not turning this into a political thing, but you obviously clicked on this because you wanted to hear something like that. So we will be celebrating if something happens and I'm just speaking that over this situation, but I wanted to talk about why celebration is so important, and that's because I've been fasting today, and I'm also fasting tomorrow, but that's not to be like, oh, I'm fasting, because I'm actually really embarrassed to say that out loud, because I don't want people to be like, oh, she's like that, but the fasting is something that I had to learn is one of the best ways that you can be in contact with the Lord. So if you're listening to this and you have been praying for something so specifically and you feel like you haven't gotten an answer from it, or you feel like you haven't heard the voice of the Lord and you just are so desperate almost to hear him and hear what he has to say, listen to me when I say that fasting is the easiest and best way to get an answer from Jesus. And that is a really difficult thing to hear when you've never been used to the idea of fasting. I wasn't growing up. I just didn't really think about fasting, never thought about it, because there's a difference between fasting for the right reasons and fasting for the wrong reasons, because in today's culture, sometimes maybe you shouldn't fast in the way of food, because food is a temptation for you, and food has brought you, you know, anxiety, depression, maybe you've gone through an eating disorder and food is really sensitive. Maybe you shouldn't fast food, but the awesome thing about fasting is it doesn't have to be food. A lot of times fasting is food. I usually fast food because God knows that that's something that I really, really love and it's hard to give up, but fasting shouldn't be an easy thing, because that's when you have to trust God. And Jesus in the Bible fasted for 40 days, which is crazy to me, because your girl can barely fast like 3 days. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And the enemy will tempt you when you're fasting. And so I heard something, I think it was Lou Engle. If you need someone to listen to who's like super prophetic, it's him. He's super awesome. He basically said that every single time you feel tempted, you just need to tell God to take away your temptation in that moment. Like, don't do anything. Start praying. When you feel hungry, start praying. When you're fasting social media and you want to get on it, start praying. There are so many different things you can fast and different ways of doing it. And it's not impossible. It is not impossible. Yeah, it's really, really freaking hard. It's super hard, but it's not impossible. So I'm going to read Isaiah 58:6. It says, "No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people." The Bible talks over and over and over again about fasting and how it literally frees people, how it removes the chains that bind people. Maybe you're under a chain attack and it's not a physical thing. Obviously, I'm sure you're not listening from a prison cell, which, by the way, prison people are awesome. I did jail ministry yesterday, and those are some of the most faith-based people I've met. Fasting is a interesting topic when you're not used to it, but I'm letting you know now that fasting works. I have fasted so many times, and this is not to brag. This is to share with someone who's not used to the fact or the idea of fasting. It works if you're really doing it for the right reasons and talking to the Lord. But with that being said, I am fasting over this election, because at the end of the day, it's God's will. It's not my will. He knows exactly what I want. He knows exactly what you want. He gives us the desires of our hearts. He knows that we're anxious. He knows that we're scared. He knows that this is a big election. He knows that. So that's why I'm fasting, so that his will be done. And also, I'm speaking life over who I'm voting for, because I think that he represents the love of Jesus, not in every action he does, but he brings him into a lot of policies. And the Lord knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what your neighbor needs. He knows exactly what your mom and dad needs. He knows exactly what your child needs, or your friend, or your sister, or your sorority sister, or your classmate. He knows you in every way. It says that his thoughts for us are more than the grains of sand, which is hard for me to fathom. It's hard for me to think about how many thoughts, because he was thinking about you specifically. He knew everything about you. When he was dying on the cross, he was thinking of you and your name. He saw your face in his head when he was doing it, because he loves you so much. And that makes me so emotional, because I cannot fathom someone doing that for me and someone having that many thoughts, because I think I have that many thoughts over myself. And then I think about him and I'm like, wow, he knows me and he loves me. And because he knows me, he knows what I want. He also knows what we don't know, whether that be about the country, specific people, specific things. He knows. And the Lord is so sovereign. He's also a just God. I so believe that he is a God of justice, because it talks about that in the Bible also, that we have free will. but he also has justice because he is a selfish God, and not in the selfish way. I take that back. He's not selfish. Delete what I just said. Selfish is not the right word. He's a jealous God because God has no selfishness in him. He rightfully should be jealous of us because he created us and he wants us to love him. And something that really humbled me, I was telling the Bible study a few weeks ago. I'm the chaplain of my sorority. Shout out 80 Pi. Love 80 Pi. Boom, boom. But we were talking about how the Lord will just humble me all the time. And it's obviously not super fun when you're humbled by God, but he'll humble me and be like, Hannah, not everything's about you. And I'm just like, wow, yep, that's hard. That's really, really hard. But here we are, and we're doing it anyways, because I am such a believer in divine intercession when it comes from fasting and hearing from the Lord, because he knows things we don't know, and he's going to use it for the good of those who love him, Romans 8:28. And by the way, he loves you. Maybe that's just what you need to hear. Maybe you need peace on who God is. He loves you. His will is better than what we want. A lot of times we want things in our timing and exactly what we want when we want it. And we'll realize later why he did what he did when he did it, even if it meant hurting. But again, uncomfortability produces growth. And if you want to grow in yourself and your spirituality and who Jesus is and who he's called you to be, you have to actually rely on God, which takes faith. But that's what faith is relying on him even when it's hard, when our circumstances don't line up. And maybe the circumstances for you are fine, but then you're still worried about the election or something like that. Here's a reality check that I need to listen to as well. God already knows. He wants you to have faith, but it comes with free will. And here's where I'm going to start talking about differing opinions, because differing views can be hard to deal with. I understand that fully. Being in media and being in college and being surrounded by people who are very passionate about what they believe in, to the point that we write about it, we go and report things that we are passionate about, which again is so from God. I'm like so obsessed with the idea that people are so passionate about what they believe in, because passion comes from the Lord. God is passionate from us. We are created in the image of him. So differing views is hard, because I do think that passion is something that we should have. But there shouldn't be a wall preventing you from relationships. I'm going to say that again. Differing views is hard, but there should not be a wall preventing you from relationships. Because before we are a certain political party or view something a certain way, we are a daughter, we are a son of Jesus. We are a son of God, and he has placed us for such a time as this. I feel like I say that in every single podcast, but Esther 4:14 says, we are created for such a time as this. You were created for this time. He knows exactly why you're here. You may not know that, but that's fine. I know that's stressful. I also don't know what I'm here for most of the time. So with that being said, you can have differing opinions, and there shouldn't be a wall preventing you from relationships, because we are connected. We are wired for relationships. We are wired to know who Jesus is. We are wired to connect with people about Jesus. And that doesn't mean every relationship has, or every single conversation you have with someone has to be about Jesus, because I know that's not the case for me. Jesus is a lot of my conversations, but he's not all of them. And that's just because we live in a world where that, I don't know, he gives us passions to talk about other things. So you can be, let's just say you're the rightest person in the entire world. I understand that, because I agree with a lot of things you say. And let's just say you have a differing opinion with someone in your class, someone at work, someone in your family. You can disagree with them. It is okay to agree to disagree. But if it's preventing you from creating relationships through the love of Jesus, I think that's when maybe an idol has been put in place, which is another thing that God will humble me of, is if I'm putting something over him, it's an idol, whether I want to say it or believe it is or not. If politics are overtaking your life and your stress and your anxiety, you need to talk to God about it. And that's not to be like, you have to do this, because listen to me when I say this, I struggle with this too. It is hard to have those conversations without getting antsy about who they are, because the reality is that we are all allowed to have our own opinions. Because the Lord has given us free will, he has given us such different brains. I always say it is so fascinating to me that other people think so differently than I do. They have different opinions on it, and that's because that's literally just proof that the Lord sees us and created us such an individual and personal ways. He created us so individually, and it's crazy because my brain literally cannot fathom it. Like, it is literally insane how different we all are, and that's the beauty of God. There is such beauty in the way that we all see things differently. Do I think that some things are right and some things are wrong? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that there are certain things that I'm very passionate about. I saw this thing where it was like, if you are a sex trafficker, who are you going to vote for? And I sat there and I was like, oh my gosh. Because there's also a demonic spirit around us. And that's not to say that to scare you. I'm just putting the reality out there that the supernatural realm is so much more real than the natural realm. Whether you know that or not, whether you've ever heard that or not, I promise you, that is so real. There's angels and demons surrounding us all the time. It's also a scary thing to talk about, especially if you're not used to talking about things like that, because especially in the Bible Belt, we're used to just talking about the superficial things of church and Christianity and who God is, but there's so much more to that. There are so much spiritual gifts. There's spiritual warfare, which is also something that I've been struggling with so much this week. Y'all, I have not felt such spiritual warfare in probably months like I have this past week. And it's not like any circumstances have been super awful. It's just been like the way the enemy has attacked me has been so, so awful. So if you've been feeling a lot of spiritual warfare, honestly, I think that is such a compliment, because the enemy knows that he literally is just trying everything to get to you. He is trying everything. And what I've come to find, and this is not biblical or anything, but this is just something that I have had revelation on a lot in my own personal life, is when spiritual warfare is high, it usually means something godly is coming or is about to come your way. Because the Lord also loves us. He's a God of justice, but he's also a God who knows exactly what you want, because he's also given you those desires for certain things. So if you're struggling with a lot of spiritual warfare, it could just mean that the Lord has something so big for you coming so soon, and the enemy is just trying everything to prevent it. So I rebuke those right now in Jesus' name. If you're listening and you've been really attacked or felt like you've been depressed or anxious or burdened by something or just drained, like, I speak life over you right now in Jesus' name, and that something good will happen, because the Lord sees you in your iniquities. I can't remember that verse, but he sees you in your pain and suffering, and he loves you through that. He loves you so, so much. So that, that's just a little rant, I think, but the supernatural realm is way more than the natural realm. And as followers of Jesus, we don't have to agree. I'm telling you right now that, like, in my journalism class, I don't agree with a lot of people what they say, but I never want them to look at me and say, oh, Hannah's different, not because she's different in a good way, but because I know she's judging me. I never want someone to say that. Never, ever, ever, ever. Because before I'm a certain political party, I'm a child of God, and I love every single person as Jesus loves them. Because the reality is, if someone is dealing with something so different from the way you are, they might be hurt, they might be going through something, because you don't know exactly what people are going through unless you sit down and have a conversation. And yeah, it's the other way around. I'm sure a lot of people have looked at me and been like, I don't know, have prejudiced thoughts about me because I say something politically. I know there's people in media who I've had classes with who probably think something about me that is not necessarily true, because they have never sat down and listened to the reasons why I think the way I do or the life that I went through, because my life has not been easy. I feel like I needed to give a testimony soon of what's happened in my life, because it's not been an easy life, despite what a lot of people probably think. And that's not to be have pity. That's just to say, like, not everything is what it seems. It's like Wizards of Waverly Place. What's that? The song to it. Everything is not what it seems. Okay, I actually don't know. I can't really sing, so I'm not going to. But shout out Wizards of Waverly Place. That was such a good show. And everything is not what it seems. That's what I'm saying. Literally, God can speak to you in such supernatural ways through secular things. That's also something that's so cool to me. Like, okay, God, thanks for reminding me of Wizards of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez. Which, speaking of Selena Gomez, if you haven't seen Only Murders in the Building, you need to watch it. It's so freaking good. I need to rewatch it, because low-key, I didn't really pay attention this season. And the finale just came, because I always watched it when I was doing something. Multitasking, whatever. Anywho, everything is not exactly what it seems. So be a follower of Jesus. And if you're listening and you're not a follower of Jesus, that's a-okay. Maybe you just want to know my political views. I love you so, so much. And if you have questions, let me know, because I also love answering them. But if you are a follower of God, that should be a priority over the politics, which again, is very hard. It is very, very hard. But above all, we are meant to love God with all of our heart, strength, mind, soul. That is there's two things that God told us to do in the New Testament. Love him with everything you have and love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't just say, you know, love your neighbor if they agree with the same things you do. Love your neighbor if they're voting the same person. It says, no, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So however much you love yourself, and maybe you need to work on self-love. That's something I need to work on all the time is self-thoughts and comparison. Maybe that's you. Whole story for another time. But we are called to love our neighbor. And if that means someone has differing opinions than you, that is okay. Because before you're anything, you're a follower of God. And that's something that God has really had to teach me this year. Because there was something that happened in our class, and I don't want to get into it because it's not relevant. But just differing opinions in classes can be really hard, specifically, especially people who talk about that openly, because I love a good argument. I love a good conversation about something that we disagree with, because I love that we disagree. I love that we have the opportunity to disagree, because we live in a country where we're able to do that. And there's things to back myself up and to back you on, so it's really awesome. But when things get out of hand, you have to look at them and say, you know, I know that I'm not fighting against principalities, I'm not fighting against flesh and blood, but I'm fighting against principalities, because the truth is, it's a person. It is a person before it is anything else. It's a soul. So I'm going to read you. Let me get it on my phone. It's Ephesians 6:12. This is one of my favorite Bible verses ever, because it's the most, guys, I can't talk when I'm talking for too long. I start to jumble my words, but Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Y'all, like I said, when we are fighting against things, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. You're not fighting with the physical person that's there. You're fighting with the principalities of it. And it says the unseen world. That's what I'm talking about. It says the principalities and the supernatural realm. They are all around us. You know, there's evil rulers, and there's also authorities of the world around us. You know, there's evil spirits in the world. There's awesome spirits in the world that are from the Lord, and they're constantly in battle. They're constantly fighting, whether we see it or not. Most of the time, we're not going to see it. So there's some encouragement of maybe you're having a really, really hard time getting along with someone that you know that just has differing opinions. And maybe that means setting boundaries with them. It's okay to set boundaries. I don't want you to take this as you need to be besties with people who have differing opinions in you, because I think sometimes when it gets out of hand, you need to set boundaries, because boundaries are also of the Lord. Because boundaries keep you accountable to who you are and the reality of who God says you are and your purpose here on earth. So be kind in the way Jesus is kind, but also if you need to, set boundaries, especially if it's preventing you from a relationship with the Lord. And maybe you just need to grow in your relationship with the Lord when it comes to something like that, because I can learn something like that every single day, because I need that constantly, because sometimes it is hard and I'm very passionate about what I believe in. So yeah, there is kind of the thing. It's less about the election. It's more about the principalities of the world that are happening right now. So if you take anything from this, God is in control. He knows you. He knows every single part about you. He knows Trump. He knows Kamala. He knows everything. He is all-knowing God, but he also created each one of us specifically and personally. So with that being said, I will be voting for Trump. I think he has amazing policies, and I agree with pretty much every single policy that he says. I also think that he has grown a lot in his faith, and that, not even to talk about like spiritual things in this, but I don't know. I really need inflation to go down. So one of the main reasons I'm voting for him. But if you're hearing this and you're not voting for Trump, that is okay, because the reality is we all have our opinions, and I'm so proud of you for having a different opinion if you do, because it just shows the love of Jesus and who he is, because he loves us so much and he has created us individually. He's created us in the image of him. But also, if you're planning on not voting and you have time, please go vote, because your voice does matter. And I love you. So I don't know. There's just a little mini rant. I had no idea what I was going to say when I first came on here, but I was a little bit nervous because I didn't want people to stray away from this. But I do know that there's probably more people listening to this podcast, just because if I see someone and I'm like, ooh, election, differing opinions, what do they believe in? Well, I told you what I believe in, but I don't want you to think that this is who I am. Well, actually, it is who I am. So I don't want you to view me as someone who is a political person. I do love politics, but I am a child of God. I am a child of God, and I have very strong opinions, and they all stray from who I see the Lord as and how I view him and how I listen to his voice. But maybe you needed to hear something from this. Maybe you just wanted something to listen to. Maybe you wanted to start an argument. Listen, hit me up. I love a good argument, but not to like fight, because I won't fight. But I do have good points on every single thing I talk about. Not to brag or anything, but I do love politics. Besides the fact I'm going off, whatever. Also, my room smells really good because it smells like, it's white pumpkin. And it smells like fall. And it makes me so happy with my little mini Christmas tree beside me. But yes, so proud of you. And if you can't vote, that is okay. And if you have voted, so proud of you. Thank you for putting your voice in. And if you haven't already and you're listening and it's election day, go vote. It's so awesome. And maybe I'll see you at a voting poll tomorrow. I'm a little bit nervous because I don't actually know what I'm doing. I watched the little video and I'm really excited, but we'll see. I also have to register for classes for Harlequin tomorrow, which is crazy. Like, literally insane to me. But thank you for listening. Thanks for trusting my voice and my opinions. If you didn't agree with everything I said, that's okay, because I still love you and that doesn't affect me whatsoever, because as a Jesus follower, I love you and I know that Jesus loves you. And I don't know, like I say all the time, reach out to me if you want something, text me, call me, feel free to share this podcast, because I think that this could be something that you need to hear as well as someone else. So love you so much, and I'll see you all next time.